There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
You know, so I just wanted to vibe out with y'all. If it's cool, we just have a little hang. You know what I mean? We just have a little session. And I just wanted to play a little bit and talk with you. It's really a tiny, tiny desk. Like, it's crazy. Like, we really smushed back here like that. And I gotta say, me and the crew, we like feeling so warm and cozy and, you know, it feels so good to just be in an intimate space and connect with you, you know. There's nothing I love better, really. There's nothing that I love better than the intimacy and the personal space. So, I was just thinking a lot about how much we all just want to be shown some love, you know? And I think now more than ever, it's just a time where we need that love more than we ever needed it before, you know? And I think we all can feel that. We can all feel the need and the desire for respect and just uplifting each other and just seeing each other. Seeing each other and just recognizing the beauty in each other. Because we get so caught up and the life goes so fast. The next thing we know, that's really what links us. So whenever I play this song, I like people to sing with me. So I hope y'all not a shy bunch. Don't seem like it. So help me. I'll say it one time and then y'all say it one time. Okay, so we can just exercise the love showing. Show me love. You.
Show me love.
Show me love. You.
Show me love.
Show me love.
Show me love.
Show me love. Yeah.
Show me love.
Treat it like we freaking on a weekend. Show me
love.
I eat up the seconds, times, and minutes for your
love.
This is not the season for nobody else but
us.
I always get wrapped up in you, baby. I'm in
love.
We gon' get this love like we never done it. Baby, I'm in love. Go ahead, show me
some.
Show me love, love. Show me love, love. Show me love like you see red lights and you crashed in it like a deer inside a headlights. Yeah, I show you love like it was passionate. I just wanna bask in it, winning it like a championship. You gon' show me love like you tried it and denied it, but you still let me apply it. Like I made you put your ties in. Show me love, even when you don't got time to, I'll be there to find you. I'll remind you. Show me love, treat it like we freaking on a weekend. Show me
love.
Of the second times and minutes for your love. This is not the season for nobody else but
love.
I always get wrapped up in you, baby. I'm in love. We gon' get this love like we never done it. Baby, I'm in love. Go ahead, show me love like we never done it. Ooh, I got you running every time I give you some. Show me love.
Oh,
Y'all are back. That's a real bona fide vibe. Y'all are singing for real. Y'all got some voices in here. I love it. All right, so I'm actually also my own personal tech. I'm gonna take this out, and then I'm gonna put this over here. Look at this. Bang. We gotta set change. You know? We gotta set change. Uh-oh. Might need to call in the professionals. Let me see if I got this right. All right, boom. Boom, I did it. This next song I wanted to sing for you, I love this song so much. It's called Gramercy Park, and it's on the Alicia album. And I love what this song means, because I think a lot of what I've been thinking about, and y'all want to give me a little background music? Or no, they want it clean. Y'all want it clean or no?
Background music.
It's getting a little talking vibes, all right? Hey. Exactly. So a lot of what I've been thinking about on my own personal journey is kind of how much we contort and conform and adjust ourselves all the time with the best of intentions, by the way. It's from the most beautiful place, and we want people to feel us, and we want people to know how much we care about them. And somewhere along the line, we kind of lose ourselves in that and maybe can't find our way back to ourselves, you know, because we're so concerned with how everybody else feels, and we're so concerned with just making other people happy. And so it's been definitely something that I've personally experienced, and I have a feeling that a lot of you might have felt the same way. And so this song, Gramercy Park, really talks about how that happens. And I'd love to sing this for you special. This is actually my first time performing this song ever, right here. I mean, right here. So Gramercy Park. So Phil, join me on this story. Bring that around one more time, because we're feeling it. Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about me. Are you gonna see me when the light gets dark? The sun goes down over Gramercy Park. And it's become easy to hide pieces away, making up someone in the hope that you'll stay. 'Cause I've been trying to be everything I think you want me to be. I've been doing all the things that I think you wanna see. I've been trying to fulfill you with your every need. Now you're falling for a person that's not even me. Said you're falling for a person that's not even me. Give me the beat. Like the attention with your eyes on me. The trouble with the truth is it's so hard to believe. Now here I stand with my heart on my sleeve. 'Cause I've been trying to be everything I think you want me to be. I've been doing all the things that I think you wanna see. I've been trying person that's not even me. Said you're falling for a person that's not even me. Give me the beat.
forgot about the person that I used to be.
Can you kind of feel me on that one? Man. I'm trying to learn, though. I'm doing better. I'm, like, doing much better. I'm speaking out a lot more. I'm, like, you know, what I've been learning is, like, you got to say it in the moment. But you got to be careful, because if you're a hothead, you might need to count to 60. You know, because there's different, me, I don't do that. So I'm cool if I say it right in the moment. I know that I can just address it as opposed to letting it pass and then excusing it and then you ignore it and then you forget it and then you never really forgot it. And then 6 years later, like, you know what I mean? So I'm working on that. All right, hold on. Let me switch my mic back.
Set change. Isn't this good? Yes. Love this whole thing. So wanted to sing this next song
because it also has a vibe that, you know, I love the storyteller energy and I love the way that that just kind of creates such a journey that you get to go on. And when we wrote this song, we really did want to kind of talk about how there's so many people that you pass in your life that you never know what's going on with them. You know, you'll never stop and talk with them. You'll never build with them. You're just busy, you're just going on your train, you're going on your bus, you're getting in your cab, whatever the case, and you don't get a chance to sit down and talk. So this story kind of talks about what happens, what would we learn if we actually stopped and talked to somebody. So I'd love to vibe on this song with you called Underdog and just sing. hey, yes.
Walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. Gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. Wanted conversation, simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up. Sometimes they said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers waiting at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes out to the underdog. Keep on keeping it what you love. You'll find that someday soon enough you will rise up, rise up. Yeah. Back to the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children. On a run from a country, put you in prison for being a woman, speaking your mind. She looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. Straighten at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping it what you love. You'll find that someday soon enough you will find.
Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all so much. I'm so glad that I'm not the only artist ever that didn't do Tiny Desk. I officially am on the train.
I caught the train.
Thank you. All right, well, that's that then, huh? Man, yeah? Anything that y'all could think of that we need to... Oh, for y'all, yeah. Okay, what you want, Fala? Say again? You want me to introduce them?
Yeah.
Let me introduce my band.
You know, right here, this is Whitney and Rye.
They are actually beautifully married, a beautiful couple. Incredible artists with two of the most incredible voices I've ever had. Yes. I've ever heard. So thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
So right here's Omar. Vibing on these roads. Kurt over here on guitar. Mike on drums. And Ant on upright and also electric. Good vibes. Thank you. Very much, so much. So, so you were saying maybe Fallen? Or you were saying, well, she said, oh, she said no one.
I said Fallen.
You know, we had a moment like this last time. I actually had people scream for it. Okay, are we wanting no one? Are we wanting Fallen? All right, let's do it then.
Ah.
y'all turn. Here we go. Cause you know we did this already, so we know what we're doing. So we're just gonna grab that chorus, all of us together. We're gonna sing so loud, it's gonna feel so good. One, two.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.